This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and West Bengal. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, while announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of next month. Polling in Tamil Nadu will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, elections will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of next month. The first phase will cover 152 assembly constituencies, while the second phase will cover 142 seats. Counting of votes for all four states and the union territories will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. Notifications for Tamil Nadu and the first phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of this month. Mr. Kumar said that with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the union territory. The Election Commission has also announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies across 6 states. The Chief Election Commissioner said the notification for by-polls in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today. Polling for these seats will be held on the 9th of next month.
There will be 8 by-elections, that is Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland and Tripura. And the schedule would be that the assembly constituencies for Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura, the polling will be held on 9th of April, and for the assembly constituencies of Gujarat and Maharashtra on 23rd. The counting shall be on 4th of May for all the cases.
The West Asia conflict has intensified with a fresh wave of large-scale attacks by the United States and Israel on Iran. Multiple strikes hit the industrial city of Isfahan with reports of more than 15 missile impacts yesterday. One strike reportedly hit a factory, killing at least 15 people. In response, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps launched a new round of missile strikes on Israeli targets. Meanwhile, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright said the conflict with Iran could end within the next few weeks, expressing hope that global oil supplies would rebound and fuel prices would ease afterwards. In an interview with the news channel, Mr. Wright expressed confidence that the United States would be able to secure the Strait of Hormuz within weeks. In Odisha, 2 persons were killed, several others seriously injured and more than 200 houses damaged after a severe nor'wester struck Mayurbhanj district yesterday afternoon. Strong winds uprooted several trees and electricity poles across at least 12 villages in the district. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for Mayurbhanj district for today, forecasting thunderstorms with lightning, hail and gusty winds. A yellow warning has also been issued for Sundargarh, Kyonjhar, Balasore and Bhadrak districts. In Karnataka, 3 newly appointed police sub-inspectors were killed and 2 others injured when their car collided with a 16-wheeler truck on the Bengaluru-Bellary highway in Chitradurg district yesterday. The officers were en route to attend a function in Bellary when their car crashed into the truck, dragging the vehicle for nearly 300 meters. Delhi police has termed a video circulating on social media as factually incorrect, in which a police officer allegedly claimed that criminals involved in narcotics and other offences were released on the directions of public representatives. In a video message, DCP of Northwest District Akanksha Yadav said strict disciplinary action has been initiated against the officer. She said the officer has been transferred to district lines and removed from the charge of SHO with immediate effect. And the Delhi government has decided to integrate Delhi's key public medical institutions into a unified autonomous institution on the lines of All India Institute of Medical Science AIIMS. During a high-level meeting chaired by the Chief Minister, Rekha Gupta stated that the objective of this initiative is to provide patients with more streamlined and advanced healthcare facilities by optimizing the utilization of medical resources available within the capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.